Blog Talk Radio.
Finally back at work. And welcome to the show. Welcome to Deep Thoughts from the Shallow End. It's our first show of the year 2016, and been looking forward to it. And as always, we're brought to you by the Sphere Innovation Group. And by all means, check us out online at www.sphereinnovationgroup.com. And, you know, this is that special time of year where we're all trying to make changes. And as always, I'm not making a change here because I still got Melba with me. Show wouldn't be anything without Melba. Hey, Melba.
Hey, happy New Year, Ben.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to everybody that is listening.
Yeah.
We'll listen later.
And later. We're really happy to be with you. It's hard to believe that we're starting another year.
Boy, it just cruised on by.
It does, in a blink of an eye. So, folks, today's topic is one that's kind of fine for.
Yes.
Because it is that time of year where everyone has sat down and you go, in the new year, I'm going to, and whatever it may be. And, you know, I find that the clients I work with, especially with resolution kind of things, that they start with all the willpower and determination that they can muster.
Mm-hmm.
And come February, they can't even remember what it was. And they go, I was going to do this. I think I was going to. I really meant to do that, and everybody I work with, the resolution they make on their phone, all had the same common goal.
They just kind of set yourself up for failure.
Yeah, you really do. And folks, I'm going to give you the secret right up front. I'm not going to make you wait. It's the words you use.
Absolutely.
It is just that simple. It's the words you use. You always state it from a negative point of view. Right? Mm-hmm. Or you state it in such a fashion that the subconscious can't accept it.
That's right.
You know? So how do you go about this process, Melba?
Well, I'm doing something that your lovely little Heather gave us last year. It's a gal, her name is Susanna Conway. And it's called Unraveling 2016. And what she has you do, and I'm trying this, and we're talking about words, you meditate. There's a whole exercise. There's like a 5-day exercise that you come up with the word that you're going to use for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And once you decide, your subconscious mind, your conscious mind, everybody is in agreement that that's the word you're going to use. Everything that you do, the people, situations, you have to say, okay, Is this in alignment with my word?
Mm.
And I think that's what I'm going to do. I haven't got my word yet. I'm still in the process.
It's all about the word you choose. That's where the power is.
So
you know?
I'm going to try that this year. Usually I just do affirmations. I don't really set goals. I just
therein lies a really good discussion all by itself. You know. One person's goal is another person's affirmation is another person's suggestion.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, so, but when you're doing this, you really get really clear about what. Now, let's just pick on a couple that are easy, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna lose weight.
Okay.
Right. This is the year that I'm gonna shed those 15 pounds.
Okay.
So, and that's your affirmation or your suggestion or your
sure.
whatever you want. You say, I'm gonna lose 15 pounds.
Yes.
Right? And folks, that statement is nothing but failure.
And why do you say it?
Well, what's gonna? What is gonna mean?
Yeah.
Gonna mean.
I know what you mean, but I want you to tell me.
Yeah, yeah, no. I know. What does gonna mean? Gonna means nothing. It has no real
and it's
meaning.
Just out there, way out. It's out in the abyss somewhere.
Yeah. In the next 100 years, I'm going to lose. There's no rhyme or reason.
Right.
Number one. The second method that makes it so there's no action here.
Right.
You're not changing any behavior. Mm-hmm. So, folks, let me give you something to think about. So instead of saying, I'm going to lose 15 pounds, how about I choose to make wise food choices?
Yeah.
Or you can even do things that are even a little more demonstrative, like reminding yourself of portion control.
Right?
If you eat smaller portions. So you say, you know what? Every time I fix my plate, I'm going to make a fist. And realize that is the size portion mm-hmm. I should be eating.
Sure.
Right? See, these are things that are concrete that will help you actually make the association that you're going to change.
Well, it's my understanding, these decisions that we make about ourselves has got to come from a place of love and peace and calmness. Get mad and create what you want to do.
No, you can't do it with negativity.
No, you can't say, I'm so mad about that. I'm going to lose this 15 pounds.
You can't use negative words. You know, you have to say, I'm not going to overeat anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat any more cookies. I'm not going to eat any more sugar. I'm not. The not,
it's
the subconscious not. Mind is a real interesting little beast.
It is, isn't it?
He has its own programming language. Doesn't understand a negative. Doesn't understand not, don't, any of those. Right? So when you say, I am not going to eat sugar, drop the not out. You very affirmatively have said, I am going to eat sugar.
Right?
So it's about the words that you use. And there's a couple of rules I want to give you. Rules about the mind. And it works from whichever perspective you come from, whether it's perspective, whether it's meditation, or if it comes from the right side or left side. The rules hold true, and they work, right?
It does.
The first rule is every thought or idea causes a physical reaction.
It does.
So, folks, here's where you tune in. When you write your resolution, I'm just making it easier and call it resolution for right now,
okay.
Right? If the reaction you get is anything but positive,
right.
Guess what? Oh, it can come from anywhere. It can come from your stomach, wherever you get noticed, wherever you get notified when things are going awry,
okay.
Right? Whether it's in your stomach, your left toe, a twinge in your head, behind your eye. You get that not knowing.
It
doesn't feel good in the body.
Yeah.
It's the bottom line. That somewhere in the body didn't feel good. Or, the best part is, the subconscious goes, yeah, bullshit.
Right.
I'm not going to do that. And you know that. You hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how much willpower you have, you're not going to be able to overcome it. So that's the first thing to remember. But so, therefore, if you say the positive, you also get that positive physical reaction. If it says, I'm going to make better food choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe you can't get to. Maybe you keep getting the bullshit answer. I'm trying to say, I'm going to make good. I'm going to make the perfect.
Right?
You
right.
Can't get the bullshit answer, right?
Yeah.
So you keep dialing it back until you keep getting the bullshit answer, feeling, and it comes back with, oh. I can make better.
Right.
I can. So I make better food choices. You know, that feels good, you're there, right? So here's rule number two. What is expected tends to be what is realized. It comes back to the bullshit answer,
right?
Mm-hmm. If the mind says bullshit, you're not going to do that. Guess what? No, I'm making painful faces over here. So what I'm driving at here, everybody, is when you say these things, understand that what you when you hear those words in your head and you close your eyes, what you see is what you get.
Agreed.
You know?
Well, if you think about the alignment and your guidance system, they have to be congruent or you're not going to manifest what you want.
That's correct. You know, it's that positive mental expectation. Because if you have the negative, guess what you want, right? By these are really, really important rules to remember.
And for you listeners, he actually has notes today.
Yeah, you're all amazed. It should be. Is it snowing where you are?
I'm pretty impressed you have notes today.
It is, this is real. This is where the rubber meets the road. Yeah. This is really it. Here's one that I can't tell you how important it is. Imagination is more powerful than knowledge when dealing with your mind.
Oh my goodness, so true.
It sounds so easy, but it's, folks, it comes down to, if you can't see yourself losing 15 pounds, you're not going to get there. So now you have to dial it back. It comes back to rule number two, the expectation. My expectation, I've been trying to do this for 35 years, I haven't lost it.
True.
Right? So then you have to come back and find the root cause.
But there's this gap in knowing what to do and applying it yet. And I think that's what you're getting at.
That's exactly true. Yeah, that's true. I mean, we can all sit down and read the books. You know, I really should take more sugar out of my diet. I really should work out a little more. And you mean it with all your heart. You should. And should doesn't, again, no action. It should.
That's also a judgment on yourself.
Yep. So those are just, we've got some more to go through here. But my point being is that if you don't have your emotional body and your physical body and your imagination engaged in the resolution, then it's the wrong resolution or it's the wrong words.
So then, do you have some ideas to help people can tune into their imagination?
Well, here's a lot of the stuff that you and I talked about quite a lot.
Well, I just think that'd be good for people to know.
It's about being the self, taking a deep breath. And at first, when you're going to do a resolution, I always recommend you sit down and get a pad of paper, and you write down as many of them as you think you should have.
Absolutely.
You can be 300. Right? It doesn't matter, right? And then you keep shortening the list, right? And then you keep shortening the list until you find the concept that's real for you, whether it's, whatever it might be. It doesn't matter, right? And then that's when you start working on the list.
Sure.
How about you? What do you think?
Well, I think the imagination, some of us are not as visual. I think imagination takes some honing in on the visualization field. So imagination would be, look at some pictures and see how you feel about them. Do not get glamour and cosmos and get the skinny people. You go and you find healthy looking people and you say, somebody that is well-rounded, not the models that have been, what do you call it?
Anorexic or whatever they are. Airbrushed.
Yeah. But that can help with a visualization. And also, you can think about maybe there's a goal you're working on. Maybe you want to go on a cruise or something like that. That kind of gives you something to look forward to. Like a man put on in a book or on your bulletin board.
A wish board, whatever you may want to do.
Something that might, if you get into a tight spot and you're getting discouraged, that might be the impetus that keeps you on track.
You bring up a great point. When I said imagination, I should have said imagination and visualization.
Yeah.
Because not everybody can imagine,
right,
but not everybody can visualize. So it depends on which way your mind works.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I work in hypnosis, my phrase is always, I would like you to imagine or visualize a set of stairs or whatever it may be.
But is it not true that our subconscious mind sees in pictures a lot of times?
Well, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
But others can conjure. Some subconsciouses only bring up what they've seen.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The imagination is that leap of, I can create a vision of whatever I choose.
Can we replace some of those old pictures?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. And that's part of what this process
is. Right. And to me, imagination doesn't cost you a dime. Just run with it.
Yeah.
Don't put any limitations on the imagination.
Right. But it's about getting that feeling, being clear about what it is you want. And folks, I am telling you, You know, you get no more than three. One is perfect resolution, right? Do one until you get it, and then do another. Right?
Right.
I mean, we only have, you can do this more than just New Year's.
Right.
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 But it's really helpful to get very, very clear. And if by February you have you're not doing it, then the question becomes: if you did all this work,
mm-hmm.
and you got all these answers,
right.
then maybe you picked the wrong one.
Got to regroup up.
Yeah, refocus. Refocus because it may not be as important to you as you thought. Maybe it was only important to you because husband, mom, dad, son, daughter, some work coworker was in your ear about some particular thing.
And that happens a lot.
Right. And so, that's why, so when you were doing the process, that's the only voice you could hear was, you know, focusing you on a particular issue
mm-hmm.
that someone else perceived as yours.
Yeah. That's, again, setting yourself up for failure.
It is. Yeah. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, I see it so many times that people will come in for a smoking or whatever it may be, and the spouse or the concerned other makes the phone call. And I always tell them I have the same answer. Absolutely, I can help them with that. Have them call me when they're ready.
Right.
Well, I'd like to make a point for them right now. I'm sorry, they'll need to call me.
Yeah.
You know, it's because they're not buying in.
Well, true.
Well, a lot of other things too, but yeah. my point is that they're not the ones taking ownership. So, you know, and rule number four is once an idea has been accepted by the subconscious, it remains until it's replaced
mm-hmm.
by another idea.
Okay. I think we just talked about that.
Yeah, we did. But it's real, real powerful to think about. You wrote a script, an idea, a thought, or whatever in your subconscious when you were nine.
Mm.
And if you haven't overridden it with another thought or idea about a particular way you're going to handle life, guess what? That nine-year-old script from when you were 9 years old is still running as an adult at 62.
Yes. We do. Think about that. Your nine-year-old's running a business
yeah.
as an adult.
Yeah. Whatever that thought got written, whatever age,
mm-hmm.
unless you have replaced it, it
right.
is still, it's still running. You know? And that's a powerful, powerful thing to think about. When you say, well, I've always done it this way, and the answer is, you're absolutely correct. You have. Do you choose to continue to do it this way?
That's the definition of insanity.
Yeah, it is.
Stop it.
It truly is. So Bella, when you run up against some of this with your clients, you know, what other ways are there for them to kind of get in touch with this whole concept?
The concept of reprogramming?
Mm-hmm.
I like to use emotional freedom technique. It's also known as tapping.
EFT.
EFT. I have found that very helpful because what it does, it releases the seven memories on the meridian. You're releasing it, and then you're actually reprogramming your subconscious mind through the meridians of the body and putting the positive statements and the positive images, and that's one way. I have found it works every time. Sometimes that's my last resort, and I should use it as my first resort.
Yeah, and we'll just help them focus on the exact thing,
mm-hmm.
because they're tapping, thinking about, I need to overwrite whatever it might be. I need to manage this, but elusive this, whatever the words that you're using at the time about something.
I like it because it incorporates the whole body, the mind, the body, the whole electromagnetic field.
Well, a bunch of a lot of senses involved, right? You got a tactile field going on. You got muscles going on. You've got kinesiology going on. You've got a whole lot of things going on.
And I also like it because you don't have to dive into the drama cognitively, because they don't have to revisit any past experiences. All they have to do is be willing to release the energy around their thoughts.
Yeah, I agree. Therein lies the trap, folks. We see it in TV. We see it in all the drama shows and whatnot. That you have to go back and confront your drama. And you know, folks, all that does is lock you into the drama. You know, you're, what happened in the past is just the past. You, no matter what you do, it's there.
Well, I know that in the when psychology came out, it's a fairly new science, I guess. It's a soft science, if you will. You know, this whole thing about the wounded inner child. Well, we're past that now.
Yes,
that was what we dealt with back in the 70s and early 80s, but now it's a totally different dynamic that when you're dealing with self. It's the integration of your spirit mind. You don't have to go back and visit the wounded inner child anymore.
Well, and there's this, we've talked about this before, there is enclosure. You know, you don't overeat. I mean, you can say you overeat because mom was mean to you, right? Or the bully, or whatever it might be, right? But however, it's been 30 years. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's been 30 years of this. Have you had enough yet?
Yeah. Right.
You know, you can still let the incident, you know, happen, but what is the benefit of going back and reliving the bully or the mom or whatever it may be? Right?
Exactly.
Where is the benefit? You know, the benefit is understanding that happened and choose to let it go.
And good story. Is that, you know, what's the payoff? You have to understand, for each of us, we have to understand these unconscious behaviors or these habits that are not nurturing and healthy for us. We're getting a payoff, whatever that is.
There's always a secondary.
Yes. So when you're, you know, when you're thinking about overeating, okay, so you like food. Everybody likes food. But when it becomes your whole focus, then you've got to take responsibility that you're responsible for everything you put in your mouth.
Yes, and then make a decision based upon that.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one's ever told you that. Right? It seems silly, but no one's ever said that, right? And that comes back to our next rule.
Okay.
The longer an idea remains, the more opposition there is to replace it.
Oh, my God, is that not the truth?
So the one that you've had since you're 9 is that I'm going nowhere because I'm not changing. And you work with a client, and folks, you'll find this when you start this process of trying to find the right resolution. Your mind will actually hide the words from you affect the change.
That's when you need a life coach to help you find those words.
That's true. The subconscious will actually hide. You won't be able to come up with the words. I don't know, you get it all the time. I just let the client keep working on it, you know?
I think that is a very keen observation.
You know? So it's one of those things to think about. When you're writing it down, you can't find the words. It keeps coming out the negative. I no longer overeat. I no longer eat sugar. When it keeps coming out those things, right? The subconscious is hiding the words of change from it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And once you realize that, you kind of chuckle. Wow, I know all the words.
Yeah.
You know? I make wise food choices. I use portion control.
It's you're so ingrained in that comfort zone that getting out of that comfort zone, it's almost like, okay, if I do this, all of this up here is going to change. Or, there's change.
What am I going to do with my friends when I go out? You know, those kinds of irrational fears come out, right? Well, I get together with my girlfriends every once in a while. What am I going to do? I can't do that anymore. Well, and that's the subconscious speaking at that time, greatest speed, just trying to baffle you, right? And go, well, what do you mean you can't go out through the door? Why can't you?
I'm just going to have to say something really ugly here.
Uh-oh.
So you just tell your subconscious mind to shut the fuck up.
Well, here's how. It's that very thing, right? Rule number 6 says that each and every time you are able to each suggestion actionable, right, makes it easier for the next. Because the mind goes, oh, that was bad.
Yeah.
We're better. We feel better. Right?
So you can't go from like 0 to 10.
Right.
You have to go from 0 to 1 or 2.
Or half.
Okay.
You know, and any movement forward is huge to expect, especially when you're first starting, right?
Right.
Right. And again, that's why I counsel folks, especially with big changes. It's like, instead of saying 15 pounds, it's like you're down an ounce, if you're down a half ounce, right? That's huge because you set a goal and you are achieving it.
Right.
You are achieving and you're getting positive feedback.
Well, also, you know, along those lines, because I was a wellness director for many, many years, and we trained our staff to have our members focus feeling good, self care. And then the pain was a benefit. They kind of got away from the scale and the measurement because then they started actually feeling good. And when they started feeling good, they did more.
Right.
They acted better.
Right. And that's exactly right. It snowballs. It builds upon itself, which goes back to rule number 6, when we just talked about.
Okay.
Every time a suggestion is taken, right, the next one's easier and easier and easier. And it builds upon itself.
I keep hearing Esther Hicks in my mind. Esther Hicks is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it keeps coming back. A belief is a thought you keep thinking over and over and over.
Right.
That has stuck with me ever since.
That's so true. So, and here comes one of the stickier ones. This is rule number 7.
Okay.
An emotionally induced symptom tends to cause organic change if persisted in long enough. So therefore, if
wait a minute, say that again.
Okay, an emotionally induced symptom tends to cause organic change persisting in long.
Okay,
and what that means is mom yelled at you, so you went and ate, and you're crying while you're eating, and while you're eating, you begin to feel better.
Okay,
right,
mm-hmm.
Right. So therefore, you had the anger, the upset created a hunger, which you satiated by eating.
Okay,
right. So now you've got this. The cycle is built. And the longer that cycle is built, the longer that cycle runs, the harder it becomes to create the change.
Because it's not only emotional, but when you're eating to self soothe, there's also this chemical thing going on that the food is actually feeding the certain chemistry in the brain.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I think it goes with any kind of emotional pain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, once you're in emotional pain, you know, whatever you're doing next to alleviate it,
right?
Instead of letting it go,
right?
Once you start trying to self-medicate,
right?
That's where alcohol, drugs, all the bad behaviors begin acting out, pushing people away, all those kinds of things. That's exactly what that rule's about.
Okay.
You know, and the more you understand that, that's the pattern that you're doing. It's easier to stop once you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's the age-old story. You don't know what you're going to say.
That's true. I also think about that rule as being, this victim that is trying to hide their pain in these addictions, whether it's food or whatever. And so if you become your own coach and stopping whatever that person, the outside influence is that's causing you that pain, if you are shored up on the inside with yourself, then these habits aren't going to be so effective.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, and then you can begin to take control of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and the last rule I'm going to give you today is, and this one is really important to understand. When dealing with the subconscious, and its function, the greater the conscious effort, the less the subconscious response.
Oh, you're
going to
explain that.
Yeah, okay. So that says you have insomnia,
uh-huh.
Right? So you're laying down and go, I will go to sleep. I will go to sleep. Guess what happens? That doesn't work,
sleep.
Right? Right? If you relax, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? Then you fall asleep. So it's about engaging the subconscious and not fighting the subconscious. Right, so that's why I said earlier. Remember the one I said earlier. The very first one I said was you can't go from I overeat all the time to I make wise food choices. You know, the subconscious. No, you're not. You need to listen to the no, you're not. Right, because that's what this is. You can fight back or I will. Why? You know, but the subconscious doesn't buy it.
Yes.
No.
It's the rudder. Isn't it?
It's not. No matter how much willpower you want to put on it, not gonna happen.
It might happen for a day.
my February goal, right? So it really is about understanding, dialing it back until you get that buy-in from the subconscious.
Could you lead us? Do we have time? You could guide us into a little how to do that? Is that so comfortable doing that?
Sure. Well, I'm not sure what you're asking for, but I can do anything you want.
Just a little hypnosis, if you would.
Well, yeah. And here's where it is. It's about
how to do it.
If you're a meditator, fine. If you're not a meditator, that's fine too. All you need to do is get yourself nice and comfortable wherever you may be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Breathe in for count of three.
I like to breathe in.
Hold for count of three and out for count of three. And just consciously scan your body from top to bottom and intently let your shoulders breathe.
I'm doing that. I'm doing it.
You're doing it?
I'm doing it.
All right. And then it's about you've come up with your phrase that you've decided what your resolution is, right? I choose to make better food choices.
Okay.
So what you're going to do is you're going to get nice and quiet, breathe in. I want you to do that 5-6 times.
Doing it.
And then when you've done it 5 or 6 times, I want you to speak out loud in a firm voice, I choose to make better food choices. And you immediately, what's the reaction to that? If that's your thing, right?
I'm conscious of that anyway, but what I feel is peace and calmness. Like, this is good.
Then that's the one to go with. If you get any other reaction but that, there are many people will just describe the feeling of, oh, that feels authentic.
Mm-hmm.
It feels empowered.
Mm-hmm.
It feels real. It feels like bullshit. Right?
Yeah.
Right? It just feels like Pollyanna. It feels like pie in the sky. Those are all the things that you want. But if it doesn't feel authentic, empowered, peaceful, real.
It felt really peaceful. Like my heart space was open, accepted that. Oh, yeah, this is good.
And that's,
I don't know how else to describe
and that's,
it.
And that's happened. Okay, so now you've got your phrase, right, that will affect change. The subconscious has bought in. Now, the subconscious is going to forget really quick and go back to its old habits. Oh, yeah. Go get the sugar donut. How many like sugar donuts, right? More sugar donuts. Right? It's there. So what do you do day to day to keep this going, right? What do you do day to day? And what I advise clients is, number one, the wish boarding, all those things that remind you are great.
Mm-hmm.
But tactically, what I tell them every morning when you get up, whatever your morning ritual might be, right? Whether it's get up, a cup of coffee, whatever it might be, when you start your day, You get a piece of paper and a pen. I'm sorry. And you immediately write down your phrase.
Mm-hmm.
And you speak it out loud.
Right.
The whole family doesn't need to hear this. You know, just enough for you to know.
Right. In the mirror. Hopefully.
In the mirror, wherever you are. And you write it, and you are reaffirming that this is the one. Now, you may need to go back to the deep breathing and come back and say it again. But that's what keeps the subconscious engaged on the change.
Right.
It's everything. It's everything. And that, folks, is how you get a resolution that works and keep it working throughout the year until you've accomplished your goal.
And I would add to that, okay, get your subconscious working at night before you go to sleep and in the morning.
That's a great idea. If you can do that,
yes.
You know, many times I'll have clients as they get in bed and lie down, do the deep breathing, and just repeat to themselves in their mind's voice their phrase, and it's amazing they just fall asleep.
True.
And sleep through the night.
Well, I was even thinking, you know, at night, so you had a really good food choice day.
Yeah.
And you're feeling good about what you did, so you just say, hey, I feel good about my choices today. Thank you.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Every time you make the right choice, whatever your phrase may be, whatever it's about, every time you say, oh, wow, that's good, I recognize that, and pat yourself on the back because you deserve it.
I have the belief system that all we want to do as human beings is to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that looks like, feels like, we want to feel good. And it's not just feel good physically. Mm-hmm. We want to feel good all mm-hmm. over.
Yeah,
So I think the subconscious mind can't be programmed. If you grow up in a home that your heart was criticism and negativity, you can't reprogram.
You can, right? You know, that's an excuse when you're 12, right? Right, when you're angst-filled teenage years, you know, all that. But once you're older, right,
yes.
It's up to you to take control of that. Right, mom and dad are no longer, mom-dad environment are no longer in control of who and what you are. You can now make choices. If you're living in a bad environment, move. If you have a circle of friends that is just beating the crap out of you, find a new circle of friends, right? I hear this all the time. Well, I've known these people for so long. Really? So you want to perpetuate this nightmare.
Ooh, that's a good phrase.
Right?
Yes.
You know? I'm sorry. That's not a friendship. That's called abuse.
Uh-huh. It is.
Self-inflicted, by the way, because you have control over being around these people. No one's tying you down, you know?
And there is a false belief that, but I'll be alone. But I know that's another show.
Right, that is another show. I had that very conversation with a client over the holidays. Well, what am I going to do without this circle? You know what? These are the things that you like. Go to meetup. Go find groups of people that like these same things. Guess what? You know, in a month, you'll have a new circle of friends. You know?
True.
So the point being is that these are the ways that you actually can perpetuate change. And this way, this method of change works more than just at New Year's, but it works all the time. Once you can start layering on and doing more and more with each one.
Can you recap the six, seven rules?
Eight.
Sorry.
You didn't keep count, Mel, but I'm sorry.
I forgot what eight was.
Eight was when dealing with the subconscious mind.
Okay.
And its functions, the conscious mind forcing upon it, it won't work.
Oh, okay.
It'll rebel.
Well,
yeah, it's okay. So we got 6 minutes. Right?
Yeah.
Rule number one, every thought or idea causes a physical reaction. Two, what is expected tends to be what is real. Three, imagination, visualization is more powerful than knowledge when dealing with the subconscious. Once an idea has been accepted by the subconscious mind, it remains until it's overwritten. An emotional induced symptom tends to cause organic change if it's persisted in life. That's where that emotional ache and pain. Mm-hmm. So, I always feel sorrow in my left shoulder, right?
Mm-hmm. Organic, you're talking about in the physical
body. In the physical body. Yeah, organic meaning the actual organ itself.
Yes.
And when dealing with the subconscious mind and its function, the greater the conscious effort to control it, the less the subconscious. Right, so you've got to get buy-in.
Right.
You can't use the sledge. So, folks, in 45 minutes, that's
good stuff.
That's how you make a. If you have any questions or you want more detail, by all means, give us contact us here at Sphere, either Melba or myself, at 678-920-6700, or send us an email at info@sphereinnovationgroup.com.
Oh, Ben, tell them that you're doing a meditation tonight on this very thing.
I am doing a group, a meetup group tonight on this very thing. We're going to talk about exactly what we just talked about, and then I'm going to lead a meditation on how that feels to get in touch with.
Come out, and it's important. It's called a soul investment.
It is. So, folks, as always, Happy New Year. Thank you all to all of our listeners for being here and listening to us. And as always, we're going to leave with my good friend Jason Kenney playing Slip Away.
Free and clean, your daddy's girl. You were dancing down in Mexico all night long and nobody knows. Just a poet and you had to go. Slip away, slip away. Try and love you but you slip away. Slip away, slip away. paid a bill. Forgiveness is a shallow well. What you're giving is all you got. The way you look and the way you smell. Slip away, slip away. Try to love you, but you slip away. Slip away, slip away. For shame, so you try to make it in a border town, running tired of hotel rooms. Sailor boys, they call you down, you slip away, slip away. Try to love you, but you slip away, slip away, slip away. Try to love you, but you slip away, slip away.
Isn't that a pretty tune? Thanks again for tuning in. As always, we welcome you by the Spirit Nation. Check us out online. And remember,